Good afternoon. First, I'd like to thank the Office of Minority Health for extending this invitation to me to present this information. And I have no financial relationships that I need to disclose. So, just to give you a little sense of where we're going on a journey. And this presentation, I'm going to present to you the Heartland Regional Health Equity Council, what our mission is and our accomplishments, and how ACA was a priority and still is a priority for our region. I'm going to weave into this journey the City of St. Louis ACA outreach, and that's when the significance of that and why, because we're a government entity, and the strategies we use to raise awareness, the rationale for the target population, population reached educational events. Then I'm going to break down a few of the activities that we actually participated in as a regional health equity council with our partners in Missouri and Kansas as well, leading into the impact and lessons learned and plans for moving forward. Gaps to be addressed in outreach efforts, increasing the cultural competency of navigator organizations, and duplication of outreach efforts discussed in this presentation. So the Heartland Regional Health Equity Council is structured with, it consists of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. And we're here, and what we're about is to increase the effectiveness of programs that target the elimination of health disparities and address the determinants of health. So a few of the things that we accomplished within that first year of our formation, we published the blueprint for the Heartland Action. And that gave us an overview of the entire of those four states that are part of the RHAC. We established a Facebook page, web page, and we worked with Washington University, who was the first to assist us with establishing another web page as well. We developed a transcultural webinar for providers, developed a communications plan to build upon communications capacity of our membership, and connected with the regional offices to assist with ACA education. ACA is a priority. And what we want to do is really help communities and people within those communities to access health care, because it is very important. And as Dr. Houston did share, minorities are the underserved population disproportionately. So the City of St. Louis, as I told you, I am a public health department. And if you remember back when the ACA, there was discussions about it, there was the information that if you were a government entity, you could not advocate. Well, I have to say this, as public health individuals, all of us, our first priorities are to the people that we serve. You're there. You're for them. Your role is to educate your leadership. And sometimes there are going to be decisions that are made that you might not agree with. But then there are other opportunities, such as the NPA and other partner agencies, that you can work through to achieve what you need to achieve. But always remember why you are there. You're there for the people. You are their voice. That being said, we approached this, we went to our mayor, and we talked to him and told him this is what was going on and we felt it was important. He said, so let them sue us. He said, move forward in what you need to do so that you can educate the community, because this is far more too important. So we started in August. We were a part of some of the conference calls that were coming out of the White House. We decided that the approach that we would take would be to work with the Missouri Foundation for Health, who was another key partner, because they set up the funding streams to fund those organizations, some of the organizations within the community, and we could not have done this without them. And that's the other thing that I want to leave with you. You're not alone. You have partners. You have university partners, you have your community-based organizations, and you have your funders. You just have to educate and inform. And many of them know this work. They know it as well as you do. And they're there standing ready to assist you. So in August, we started talking about strategizing. Who are we going to focus on? And our first group of population that we were looking at were college students. We wanted to talk to the college students. But when we went in to those universities, we found they had insurance. So we had to step back. And what do we always do in public health? Assess. So who's that next group of population that we need to be focusing on? And we recognize, and because we were looking at our food service industry, because we have over 2,200 food establishments in the city of St. Louis. So we knew that those are the places, those food establishments are where people work. And more than likely, they don't have insurance coverage. So that was a target population for us. So the food service and hospitality industry. We knew that many small businesses were not mandated to provide insurance. And there's another group of people. We were having another outbreak, and it was related to our daycares. And I was looking at it, and I said, why are we having this outbreak? What's going on? Again, you have to tie the things that are going on in your community so you can better understand it. Well, I had moms who couldn't necessarily take off from work. And if their children were sick, they would daycare hop, and you would just follow the trail along there. So we looked at that and said, we're on target for reaching the population that we really need to reach. And it's the young invincibles that we needed to reach as well. So the formula, public health, one of the 10 essential services is to inform. So let's educate the population so we can provide them with information. So that once they have this information, they are empowered. And so that we can eliminate health inequity, so that we can move towards the elimination of health inequities, and then that circle again, to continue the education, because the role never changes, it never stops. It's ongoing. So we wanted to educate about what the marketplace exchange was, because St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa, and Nebraska, we didn't pass Medicaid, so we knew we had to push to move this forward. So we had to tell people, what did the ACA mean to them personally? Inform them about insurance, and that was our insurance intelligence. We wanted to make sure we provided them with information on how to get signed up. What's the cost? Because we knew that was going to be a question. And then also to talk about what a copayment was. We wanted to empower the target population. And who was that population? Low-income, hourly, and part-time wage earners, and under 40s, those young invisibles. We wanted to eliminate the inequity to increase access to health coverage because we knew the disproportionate rates of heart disease, cancer, and stroke, and we knew who that are impacted by that. So our campaign really started in August. With the meetings, we went to libraries talking about this on Saturdays and weekends and Tuesday or Wednesday evening we were in a library holding sessions to really help people understand what ACA was and what it meant to them. So we pitched the idea, we got our mayor to sign a letter, and I was sitting in a meeting at the Regional Health Equity Council and we talked about this. The subject matter came up and said, so what do we do? I said, well, I have a letter here. And that's the other thing about what we do. It's okay to share what you do across those lines because you learn a lot, like we're learning a lot here, but it also gives you an opportunity to have some more support in what you need to get done. One of our other partners that's a part of our Regional Health Equity Council is a university, Harris Stowe University, and the instructor is a health administration's instructor. So she says, well, I'm going to take this letter back, and I'm going to take the information back to the university so that we can talk to the faculty about this, to engage the faculty to talk with our students as well, because we feel that there are some opportunities for our students to get enrolled, possibly, and for our students to also move that message forward within the communities as well. Our Kansas partner took the same letter, had biweekly meetings with the navigators and the CACs. They had a guest speaker arranged to answer the navigators and the questions involving Blue Cross Blue Shield, Coventry, IRS, Health Literacy of Missouri. and outreach to employer associations, including Grocers Association, Hotel and Hospitality and Restaurant Associations, as well as the Chamber of Commerce. In Kansas, we replicated the model again to the Kansas City area to ensure that the mayor there signed the letter to get the information out. You'd be amazed at the importance of when you get someone that's a champion for you, how far that goes. So remember that as well. So some outcomes. We went into 5 food establishments. We had 2 in-house presentations. We had 200-plus employers. And this was the stuff that we did on the City of St. Louis side with the food industry as well as with Kansas. You see, Kansas had 621 members for the hotel and lodging industry as well. Yes, there are going to be challenges. We had the challenge that we didn't have the support or guidance from the State Health Department. But nonetheless, you have to move your agenda forward, because it's for your community. Because we know what starts on the local ends on the local, so it's significant that you move your agenda. Kansas, as well, outreach to hard-to-reach populations, including African Americans and the Young Invincibles. Better targeted and coordinated outreach via media and social marketing and social media. Lessons learned. Collaborations with private businesses and non-traditional partners. It's key. Utilizing existing relationships of a health department and the food service industry. Using a regional network as the RHC to replicate efforts in other communities. Because again, the sustainability of this is that you have your community partners who can take this forward for you. So future opportunities, we've already met that first one. We had our class standards webinar, which was an excellent opportunity. Other plan enrollment, our department started in September with getting flyers out talking about open enrollment. We're targeting again the hospitality industry. We're also moving into the Realtors Association because we know that they do not have coverage as well. So those are some of the key areas. We're also going to look at, because of Ryan White, we're a recipient of Ryan White funds going into the LGBT community, and we're also looking at our Hispanic and Latino populations because we want to make sure that our whole community receives the information and that we can get as many people signed up. So we're getting ready to run this marathon again from February to March, from November to February. And here's our contact information. We're on Facebook, our website, and then our 2 publications, the Environmental Health Scan and our Blueprint for Action. Thank you.